will be unlike anything on Christian radio. We both work in the ministry of healing and deliverance. One host is a retired sheriff, while the other is an active fraud investigator, almost 30 years working in fraud investigations. We're on the front line, week in and week out, battling the demonic, witchcraft, Lucifer, Jezebel. Every week we face these spirits. The Bible teaches us that we have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. We feel that a lot of the churches aren't teaching this. And how do you battle an enemy that you don't even acknowledge is there? It's your birthright. It's your inheritance. And we want to teach you guys how to fight. Not only to fight, how to win. Tune in.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua, Yeshua.
Family, welcome to the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up. My bride is here today. Pastor Donnie, how are you, sir?
I am blessed. It's always good to be here.
Okay. And we'll ask you to start us off with a prayer, and we'll go from there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for this evening, Lord, that we can fellowship with you. We thank you for all the listeners that are listening tonight, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of every listener. Father, we ask that you bless them, Lord, in every area of their lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will bless this radio station tonight, Lord. And Lord, use us all as vessels, Father, to do your work in your kingdom. And Lord, we love you. We bless you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, listeners, we have a treat. I get an opportunity to hear it all the time, but I asked my bride to bless us with a song. She has to step out, but I asked her before she leaves if she could bless us with a song.
All right. Well, this song is for all of you who may be heavy-hearted today. His eye is on the sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heavenly home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. Yeah. His eye is on the sparrow.
And I know He watches me. And I know I do know. Yes, I know He watches me.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. Have an awesome show today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Okay. So that was Mrs. Amber Rice blessing us with sharing her gift that the Lord gave her. So, amen. Pastor Donnie, how you been, sir? You've been doing some traveling, I understand?
Yes, sir. Been traveling a little bit. And in the great city, great state of Tennessee.
Did y'all go down there to minister, or what was it?
Yes, we ministered to a few people there, and God is good. God is amazing how He was set, put people in your path to minister to. And also, you know, we had some appointments there. And I always tell people, before you throw in the towel in your marriage, there could be some spiritual things going on in your marriage. These couple of couples that we ministered to were, I mean, they were on the verge of divorce, but the Holy Spirit revealed how the enemy gets into marriages. You know, the enemy cannot covenant. He cannot stand a covenant, especially a marriage where the Lord is in there. Mm-hmm. So the enemy will do all he can to try to cause a marriage to disrupt. And I always tell people, I really do believe before you get married, you should always go through deliverance to deal with those past issues, those past hurts, those past trust issues, the past abuse issues, things like that, because it will most time rear its head in your marriage.
So the counseling session went well then?
Yes, sir. It went very well. Dealt with a lot of stuff. Dealt with a lot of spiritual things. Did a lot of inner healing with a lot of people, and cast out some demons that were associated with that. So, and you know, they felt better, and marriage went great. So all good.
Amen. Amen. Well, I did a little traveling myself, sir.
Okay. Where'd you go?
My bride and I went to Tallahassee. To visit with Prophet Miller. He had reached out to me regarding a young lady that he knew. Her son had passed away. He was in his 20s, and he told me this a couple of weeks ago. It was just on my heart to go pray for that young lady, see what God would do. And so we went Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way down there, I said, listen, we're coming. We'll pray for anybody. Well, he called an impromptu healing meeting. So we got to the hotel, and we had 11 people show up. We saw God do some amazing things, amazing things. It was three sisters that had, hopefully I'm saying this correct, sciatic nerve pain in
right.
their backs.
Right.
And all three of the sisters got healed.
Wow.
Totally and completely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. One of them had arthritis in her knees and carpal tunnel, and the Lord healed everything on this young lady. She had just a little numbness in her finger, so we just trusting God for that. There was another lady that came in. She was pushed in a wheelchair because of pain, but when she left, she walked out of there. She left her wheelchair and her cane, and she walked. So we give God the glory. He's an amazing God we serve. And so we prayed for the young lady who lost her son, and she felt the presence of the Lord. But her mother, we actually prayed for her mom too, and her mom had a
heavily experienced and actually was able to speak to the son that passed. So they was able to understand that he's in a safe place, and he looks good, and he feels good, and he's no longer sick and stuff like that. And it was amazing, and a few other people received some healing. God was really moving. Holy Spirit was moving. And what was interesting, people in the hotel was just coming up that wasn't part of their group and just came in, and we were praying for them too.
Amen.
It was awesome. And then I tell you what, somebody bought a young lady dealing with schizophrenia. I don't know if you had many cases like that.
A few. Okay. Yes.
Well, what was interesting is the demon did come up, right? But the mom had given this young lady some sleep meds, not to the degree that she was reacting to. I mean, this demon would come up, it would acknowledge me, but then she put her head down on the table and like doze off. But the mom saw enough to realize that it's all not, you know, it's just not all medical, that there's something else going, something spiritual going on here.
Right.
So she'll be reaching out to Liberation Freedom Ministry at, what's our telephone number, sir?
770-335-8973.
Yes.
LiberationFreedomMinistry.com.
Yep. So she'll be reaching out and making an appointment. And then the mom came back in later, and we dealt with fear, and fear left her. So we thank God for
praise
that.
Praise the Lord. The Lord used you in a mighty way.
It was amazing. It was truly amazing. I had no idea, but God knew. You know, God knew what he was going to do. And we just, you know, try to be obedient, man, and just go down there and just pray for the one young lady. And look what God did. It was amazing. So
thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Sounds like you had a blessed time down there.
We had an amazing time, sir. Amazing time. I do have I know we have a teaching from last week and we never got into because you spent a lot of time discussing applesauce. I don't know if you remember.
Don't quite remember that one.
but so we want to get in that teaching, but I do have a question here that someone sent in. They looked at the video on Liberation Freedom Ministries YouTube channel. You were casting out a demon on a young man and Lucifer. You cast out Lucifer. But at some point, Larry, an ancestor, apparently came forth, and you spoke to Larry, the ancestor. So the question is there are several questions. The first one is there Bible-based support of speaking to the dead within someone?
Well, the Bible does talk about necromancies in Deuteronomy chapter 10, where the Lord forbids you to get involved in necromancy. I believe the question that she's talking about with this gentleman is when you're dealing with this, what is called a generational altar. And first of all, let me explain what an altar is. An altar is a fragmented part of your soul that is usually created from some type of trauma as a child or even as a young adult or even in the current life, where something traumatic will happen that will cause your soul to fragment. It would usually happen more in children because their soul is still developing. Now, that's an internal altar. External altars is when it's usually evil, usually. An external altar is like when people are doing witchcraft against you, and they will appear and speak through that person through the aid of a demon. This is something that we teach in our advanced deliverance classes. Mm-hmm. They'll normally teach this in the beginning deliverance class because it's deeper deliverance. And but in this particular situation, you're dealing with, I believe what this young lady is talking about is, it's called a generational altar. You're dealing with an altar that's internal, but someone that is related to that person. It could be a grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, that that a person is related to them. And then sometimes these people would actually speak through them. Now, the Holy Spirit would allow them to speak because of a sin. The only time that the Holy Spirit will bring up that part, if there's a curse attached to it. The Bible says that the blood speaks. And if a curse, say if your great-grandfather committed a murder, as a matter of fact, my memory serves me right, in this particular case, Larry, I think Larry had something to do with fire in the house or burning someone or something like that. So there was a really nasty sin that was committed. And so there was a curse on the family bloodline. Usually with generational altars, there's some type of stain on the family bloodline, some type of sin that particular curse has to be broken. And the Holy Spirit will bring up the only that sin part, that event, is like it's like a snapshot of that sin, of that event that happened whatever how many generations ago, that is still staining the family bloodline, that the demons are still holding on to because it's an active live curse. So the Holy Spirit will allow that curse to come up in order to for that generational altar to break that curse off the family bloodline, and then we're able to cast that demon out because the enemy, you gotta understand, the enemy works on legal rights. If he has a legal right to be in your bloodline and torment you, then he will. A curse is not broken until it's broken. Mm-hmm. So that particular curse of that altar has to be broken. And necromancy is when you're calling up the dead and you're having a conversation with them to find out how they're doing and stuff like that. You are unable to do that. You cannot do that with a generational altar because it's only located towards that sin that where that curse has to be broken. And they're gone to heaven or hell, but that part of that sin via soul tie, it's a soul tie. And that's what I was going to teach on tonight, soul ties. So that's why a part of their soul is attached to that sin, which is attached to that bloodline. So that's where we can only deal with that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. And that's another thing we failed to do last week. We want to walk through everybody through breaking soul ties. So let's make sure we do that today, sir.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, as you were talking, and for the listeners, you know, we have a lesson, but some of the communication is just not scripted. So his answer many times are off the fly as mine. But as you were talking, Pastor Donnie, I am reminded of a situation where you and I were ministering to a young lady and a witch came up. All right. This witch died, I think, in the early 1900s, as I remember.
Yes, I remember. I think it was maybe even the 1800s.
1800s. And the story is she went to the hospital and she lost two of her babies at the hospital.
Right.
Remember? And so she would roam the hospitals, cursing the utensils, cursing the hospitals, the doctors, this, that, and the third. And this young lady had an epidural and she had a lot of issues after having that epidural. And the witch spoke to her and the witch admitted to cursing this epidural. You remember that case?
Absolutely. Witchcraft is very active, you know, and just because a person dies doesn't mean that the witchcraft is, the person can no longer do witchcraft, because the only thing that dies is your body. And some witches will come into allegiance with Satan, and a part of their soul Satan will own. You know, the Bible does talks about, I think it's in Ezekiel 13, it talks about your soul being captive by the enemy. Parts of your soul will be stolen. It's a phenomenon, but it does happen. It's very dark, it's very evil, but it does happen. And in this particular case, this witch was angry because of her daughters being in the hospital back then, and they were unable to save her daughter, so she resulted in witchcraft, sold her soul to Satan, and a part of her soul was still going around doing witchcraft. She's actually cursed the epidural and a whole bunch of other things that was utilities and stuff at the hospital. So, but we had her break those curses. And I believe Jesus appeared to her. My memory serves me right at the end. Jesus appeared to her, and she repented of all of that. And then we just pushed her off, whatever Jesus does with her. We don't know. We just push her out to the feet of Christ.
Absolutely. And I apologize, listeners, for jumping around. But the going back to the deliverance you did where the ancestor came up, Larry, that caused he burnt the house, whatever that sin was.
Right.
Okay. Does that part have a chance to be redeemed? This is the question. Or is it that we push that part to the feet of Jesus and he makes the determination?
Right. You know, only the Lord knows that. We don't know that. The only thing our job is, the Bible says all souls belongs to God. So our job is to push them out to the presence of the Lord. And whatever he does with them, that's between the Lord and that person. I don't know. I would think that according to the Word of God, you have to confess Romans 9:10, 9 and 10 before you pass. Or if you don't, then if you die without knowing the Lord, unless the Lord meets you at the crossroads before you, if you haven't made that decision yet. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, you will be saved. But there's a lot of people that are not saved, and they do go to hell, wherever the Lord will take them. The Bible says it goes to hell. Whether or not their soul be redeemed, if they die without knowing the Lord, then they go to eternal hell.
Amen. Okay. You are listening to the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 AM app, the iHeart Radio app, and the Intune app. The telephone number, if you have any questions or comments, is 404-355-8699. This is Pastor Mark. I'm here with Pastor Donnie. He is the head pastor of Liberation Freedom Ministry. We are located at 3125 Presidential Parkway here in Atlanta, Georgia. We have services every Tuesday at 7:15. And we ask you to come and visit and make sure you stay after the teaching so you can see some of the, you can witness some of the miracles that we talk about on the show.
Amen.
Okay, sir. Well, we'll turn it over to you. You know, if I get any more questions, I may interrupt you, but we'll just turn it over to you. We want to hear about the soul ties, what, you know, we wanted to get into last week. But we had several great comments and questions.
Absolutely,
last week.
Yep.
Last week was amazing.
Yes, it was. It was a good teaching last night. So I pray that that you were listening and you were able to see that teasing, get that teaching, but they might be able to pick that up in archives somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, actually, it's on our website, Liberation Freedom Ministries website. And
amen.
You click on our links in this radio show, and then you can hear it again. It's pretty good, pretty entertaining.
Yes, sir.
PG rated, though.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I was going to, teach last week on soul ties. And a lot of people don't know what soul ties are. There's good and bad soul ties. The definition of soul tie is like a linkage in the soul realm between two or more people or things. In other words, your soul is linked to someone else's soul. Or your soul could be linked with other with things, not necessarily people, but things. An example of an ungodly soul tie, which there are good soul ties and bad, as I said earlier, but an example of an ungodly soul tie, say if there was an adultery. A husband and wife are married, and one of the spouses commits adultery. Well, now that other, the victim spouse now has ungodly soul ties with the mistress or the other person. In other words, so say, for example, that mistress if the wife is having an affair with someone or whoever it is, whatever that other person, I'll just go there. Then say if that other person is involved in witchcraft or they're involved with multiple people or whatever their ungodly things they're involved with, it could affect you. And you being the victim of all of this can get a lot of spiritual garbage or bondage because of that. And that is something that a lot of people don't know. They think, well, you know what? I'm just going to have an affair. My wife won't know. My husband won't know. And it'll just be a personal thing between us. No, what you're doing is you're spreading that spiritual garbage, you know, because what if she's a witch? And we do get that a lot. If that person, that other person is a witch or a warlock or whatever they're involved in, then it could affect everyone involved. And we have to be really careful about that.
Got it.
And not get involved in things like that. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2:2, to fulfill my joy by being like-minded. The Bible says we have to be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. Okay, and the Lord wants us to have good soul ties. Be with good people. Be with people that are blessed. A good example of a good soul tie is in 1 Samuel 18:1, which says, now when he had finished speaking, Saul, the Bible says, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own. So their souls, the Bible says, their souls were knitted together. Now, your soul is your mind, will, emotions, your personality, the person that you are. And it's good. Good friendships are good to have, but bad friendships are not. 1 Corinthians 15:33 tells us that bad company corrupts good character. Bad companies corrupt good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. So we have to make sure that we surround ourselves with good character people and that we're doing good things.
Amen.
And that we're doing good things, you know. That's very, very important that we do that. Now, Ephesians 5:31 talks about a marital soul ties. For this reason, a man that shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the Bible says the two shall become one flesh. You now become one. So you and your wife, your soul ties are bounded as one. And that's a healthy soul tie, and that's a good soul ties. But 1 Corinthians 6:16 tells us that is a good example of a bad soul tie, which says, or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with him or her, and the two shall become one flesh. Again, there's that oneness that occurs. So when basically any sexual sin that you are involved with, your soul is knitted to that person, and you can get a lot of those spiritual garbages. Amen?
Amen, amen. We are going to take a station break here, and we will be back with you guys shortly.
Yeshua, Yeshua! Blessings, folks. This is Raheem. Me and my family run a financial services company. We help families protect their family's income. If you guys want to make sure you guys are properly protected, give us a call at 470-301-0497. We also help people get licensed so they can protect their own friends and family for $75 this month, folks. Please give us a call, 470-301-0497.
Question, are you still being tormented about some things that have happened to you in the past? Are you having issues with unforgiveness? So let our ministry help you. We are a biblically based inner healing and deliverance ministry led by the Holy Spirit. We stand on God's word. Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound.
And that was Pastor Donnie Williams. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 p.m. live on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 app, iHeartRadio, or on the TuneIn app.
860 AM, WAEC, Atlanta.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua.
Welcome back, family. You're listening to the Liberation Freedom Hour of Significant Revelation. I am Pastor Mark, and I have the pleasure of co-hosting this show with Pastor Donnie Williams, the head pastor of Liberation Freedom Ministries. If you want to reach us on air, the telephone number is 404-355-8699. And if you want to come see us in person, come to church tomorrow. Come
Amen.
To the church.
Come to church tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 3125 Presidential Parkway. Yes. It's going to be a fun time in the Lord.
Sir, if I'm listening and I hear you talk about this, what type of stuff have you seen at the church in the last few months?
Well, the last few months I've seen people getting healed of a lot of infirmities. The Lord was just take a lot of sickness out of their bodies. No, a lot of sickness, a lot of things that we go through is not of God. So the enemy has us bound in this infirmity. And as you know, I did mass deliverances a few weeks ago, and a lot of people got
free.
That
was amazing.
A lot of people got free from infirmity and all spiritual bondages, and even soul ties that I'm teaching on right now. And with soul ties, again, we have to be careful about who we knit our souls with. And a lot of times I've noticed that a lot of Christians were knitting our souls with people unintentionally, and you're picking up their spiritual garbage. And for example, unforgiveness will knit your soul to that person. Now, you have to ask yourself, are you having any unforgiveness towards anyone? That is one of the number one things that you could do that would knit your soul, and your soul would get cluttered with that anger and that bitterness of whatever spiritual bondage. Remember, if your soul is knitted with that other person, whatever sin that they're involved with, whatever spiritual things that they're, ungodly things that they're doing, it could affect you. It could affect you. So that's what the Bible tells us. If we don't forgive our enemy of our trespasses, neither will the Father forgive you. Throughout the Bible, we were commanded to love our enemies. So we have to forgive. And that is the number one thing I see in Christians that come born-again believers speaking in tongues. They love the Lord Jesus Christ, but they can't feel, they cannot forgive their neighbor, or they cannot forgive this person that says this about them in church. You have to let that go. You know, don't allow that spiritual filth to get into your soul, because it just creates clutterness in your soul, and it draws the demonic. So forgive them. If you're in unforgiveness, I really do believe there's a listener out there that you need to forgive this person, and you need to forgive. Let it go. I'm not saying what they did to you is right. Of course, it was wrong. But you have to forgive them, and you have to let that go so you will have peace. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So the Lord will fight that battle for you. The Lord will deal with that. But as a man or woman of God, you must forgive. And then once we break that soul tie, which we're going to do later, and then that person, that spiritual bondage will be broken, because you create a oneness, Pastor Mark. That's what happened. You create a oneness. Just like in 1 Samuel 18:1, that talks about a friendship soul tie. And Ephesians chapter 5:31 talks about a marital soul ties. 1 Corinthians 6:16 talks about a sexual soul tie. But so does unforgiveness. Unforgiveness bonds your soul to that other person. So if you need to forgive someone, then I said strongly, and it's in the Word of God, forgive your enemy of your trespasses. Forgive them, because if you don't, neither will the Father forgive you.
Absolutely. And people listening to this show, they know we talk about forgiveness often. So I was actually in the Word the other day, and I was reading Matthew. And for the scholars out there, I want you to read Matthew 18, 34 and 35. We'll actually read all of Matthew, but let me just read 34 and 35. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
Mm.
So we preach on that all the time, but then to see it in the Word again. I mean, it's in the Word often, but he's saying that God will turn us over to the tormentors if
That's
we don't
right.
forgive them. This is the Word. So on top of everything else, this is what Jesus is saying. It's a warning there. So
absolutely.
I would take it seriously, everybody.
Absolutely. Forgive. Let them go. And because it does create an ungodly soul tie, which your soul is knitted with that other person's soul. So what are some other ways that we can create a soul tie? There's a lot of different ways, but these are some of the main ways. Physical abuse, sexual abuse. If you were raped, molested as a child, then there's a soul tie between you and that person. 1 Corinthians 6:16 talks about the two shall become one flesh. If you're sleeping with multiple people, then you're creating ungodly soul ties. In other words, their soul is knitted to yours, and their soul is connected is knitted to both of you. And it's a very dangerous place to be when you are opening your soul out to other people like that. And when you allow all of the spiritual abuse. Imagine this is a soul tie. Imagine a bridge. You got one car going northbound and one other car coming southbound. And what a soul tie does is that you can go south or you can go north. You know, but you're going on both sides. So whatever is there on another person, anything that's ungodly can affect you. So we have to be very careful about who we allow as our friends. Again, and going back to 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad companies corrupt good character. So we want to make sure that we are around people of God, that we're on one accord, according to Philippians 2:2, be around people that have the same love, same like-minded. Be around like-minded people. Be around godly people. But when you start getting involved and sexual sins, you're creating ungodly soul ties, or unforgiveness and bitterness towards people, you're creating ungodly soul ties. And another one, Pastor Mark, is pornography. You can create an ungodly soul tie with pornography, especially with the actors or actresses that are involved in pornography. I've talked to men in the past that had a favorite actress in those porn sites, and their souls were knitted with those persons. And in other words, when I minister to them, a part of them are able to speak through him because of that ungodly soul tie. And it's really amazing how that happens. So we have to be really careful not to be bound with other people. When you start idolizing other people or idolizing other things, then you can create an ungodly soul tie with that particular person. So if you have been molested or raped, then what we're going to do is break ungodly soul ties. We're going to do that a little bit later. When you get really attached, there's a lot of people that create soul ties with their animals. They love their animals more so than they do God.
Hmm.
Romans 1:25 tells us, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Psalms 115:8 says, those who make them idols will become like them. That's interesting right there. For those who make them idols become like them. And I've known people that idolize their dogs. And people have done, in our ministry, have done a lot of things to animals that they're embarrassed to say in public. But mm-hmm. they'll tell me, yes, I've been involved in bestiality and things like that. Well, you create an ungodly soul tie with that animal. So in other words, yes, those dog spirits can get into you. And I've had that happen. I had a woman that had an event with a cat, and that cat spirit came up and tried to scratch me, tried to attack me. It was actually a demonic cat, but these ungodly soul ties can come in through that kind of stuff. I kid you not, I've had dogs come after me. Try to, anyways. But we just have to be really careful and not get involved in that. Bestiality is a very nasty sin. Sadly to say, a lot of our ancestors have done that.
Absolutely.
A lot of our ancestors have done that.
Yeah, you guys, listeners, and Pastor Donnie and I also, so don't think we're judging. We have no idea what our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, and fathers did. Most of us here weren't always saved, and we made mistakes, so don't think
Absolutely.
That your ancestors didn't make them. Back in those days, man, they were worshiping different gods, and, well, not back in those days. I mean, we got people worshiping different gods right now. You know, what's huge now is witchcraft.
Mm.
But going back to, because we may have some listeners that weren't here last week, and talking about soul ties. The lady that read the book, Madam O, now was that a soul tie created with the character?
Absolutely. She was involved in a book that she really read, and she really got lost in that book with the character. She saw herself as that particular character, and she started idolizing. That's the key, idolizing. She started idolizing that character and even saw herself in that role, you know.
Fantasizing.
And saw herself. So she created a soul tie with this particular character in this book. And then when that happened, that part of that person in that book, which was demonic, actually spoke through her. And this job was to try to make her to do what Madam O did in that book, which was to prostitute.
And if I'm understanding you, in some cases, if that goes unchecked and that goes from fantasy and they just harp on it, they concentrate, they think about it, they fantasize about it all the time, then some people actually react on it.
Absolutely. Imagine in a marriage how a lot of marriages get broken up because of it starts with a fantasy and then it goes deeper. And then next thing you know, there's an affair or there's something that will happen in the marriage that it started with a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Started with a thought. That's why the Bible tells us we're to cast down those thoughts that exalt itself against the Word of God. Because those ungodly thoughts created from those ungodly soul ties can lead to things. That's, as a matter of fact, what Pastor Richard and I dealt with several people that we ministered to on this last trip was it started with a thought. And then a demon got in that marriage from that thought. And it manifested itself, and his job was to destroy that marriage. So we have to take captive the things that we think about. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then we have to cast those thoughts down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just thinking, you know, the Lord sent me my wife, my current wife. You know, I'm listening to what you're talking about, and I could just think about some things back in the day.
Some
mistakes that were made.
We all can, but it started with a thought. It started with a fantasy, and then it would end to something else, and then boom. The next thing you know, your marriage is on the line. The other spouse is, there's a fight. There's a disagreement. The enemy will inevitably attack that marriage through that thought. And he's patient. He'll wait. He'll wait. And then once that soul tie is created, then whatever things that was in that person's soul, any demons that were there, and now is coming towards you. Now it's coming against your marriage. So we have to be real careful about soul ties and protecting not only our not only yourself, but your marriage, your family, because you open the door for the enemy to come in and attack.
Let me give you a scenario, because I want to make sure we break the soul ties. We do that prayer. But I'm coming to you. My name is John Doe, and I go, Pastor Donnie, you know, I watched a lot of porn in my day. I don't watch it anymore because I've been listening to your show. I've been looking at your videos. I just said I'm not going to do that anymore. But I cannot stop thinking about Candy from the porn. I just can't stop thinking about her. And even when I'm with my wife, you know, I can almost see her face. Or when I'm making love to my wife, I can see her face. What would be the advice that you would give that person?
My advice to that person is that sometimes you have to continually break soul ties with that person. And then maybe seek a deliverance pastor to push that person's part of her soul out of you. Because the part of that person's soul could be attached to your soul. And that's why you're constantly thinking about this person. And I get that a lot in my sessions where I had a lady that has been married for 30-plus years. 30-plus years she's been married, but she's still thinking about her first husband all the time. But it wasn't because of when they were intimate, but she would think about him because of the abuse. And so that was an ungodly soul tie.
Physical abuse, physical mental,
abuse,
all of it.
Physical abuse.
Okay.
Sexual abuse, everything. Uh-huh. But he was very evil to her.
Okay.
And so, but she, 30-plus years later, his face is always there.
I mean, is she married now?
She's married now.
Okay.
And his face still pops up. And so I had to take her through to breaking these soul ties. And then I had to ask the Holy Spirit to push this person out. And that's what I'm going to do tonight when I pray for you. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to push these people out of you. But it all starts with forgiveness. You must forgive this person first. And then repent for any revenge or anything that you've done. And then we're going to break some soul ties and we're going to push these people out.
So unforgiveness can actually build a soul tie too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. It can knit your soul towards that person where you become a one flesh. You come with that oneness again. Unforgiveness is huge in doing that. And I've ministered to so many people and asked them, do you have any unforgiveness or bitterness towards anyone? He said, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Well, while you're working on it, the devil's still having fun with you. You have to make a choice and ask the Lord to forgive you, and you have to forgive that person. The Lord will fight that battle for you, but it's your job as a man or woman of God to release them to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God doesn't want us to walk in hurt and walk in that bitterness. He wants us to be free.
Amen. Excuse me, young man. Do we have a caller on by the name of Prophet Miller? There's no way to tell. Okay. Prophet Miller, you have to, when you call in, you have to announce who you are. Let's see. He's checking now. Okay. All right. Is he on? Prophet Miller, how you doing, sir?
All right. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing wonderful, man.
It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Bless you, man of God.
Y'all got a hurricane down there, right? Or it's a tropical storm or something, right?
Yeah, tropical storm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to pray against that.
Yes.
And push it out to the sea in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, brother, just...
Pray for my lights to come back on, too. They've been out about 2 hours already. No signs of them coming back on no time soon.
Amen. Amen. All right, we'll pray for you, sir. But we got you live on the radio. Did you have a testimony, anything you wanted to share?
Yeah. God flew through Tallahassee by way of Atlanta through Pastor Mark. in the crew. And there's some people was healed and people delivered. And some people that we still working on for delivering. You know, we had to, I know one case we all have to go, you know, you have to bring the specialist in, which is Pastor Dunning.
Amen.
But, yeah, it was all three of my aunts was here this weekend from chronic back problems and my mom with chronic knee problems. Matter of fact, one of the people that was there and witnessing the move of God said, once my mom's knees got healed, she started bending her knees so much. She said, all right, she bent down one more time, she's going to start twerking after a while. Before that happened, she couldn't even, when she walked, she was more like wobble because she couldn't bend her knees. But glory be to God, she's bending her knees good and walking good. And one lady, I pushed in myself in a wheelchair. Once she got into the room, I got close to her chair. She would get a cane and walk a few more steps on the cane. She left out of the healing ministry or healing service, and she walked past the cane, walked past the wheelchair, and kept going to the car.
Thank you, Lord.
And I had a reminder of a wheelchair, and he's like, yeah, get it, throw it on in the car.
Amen.
And I did just that, and she walking fast and good.
Amen.
Lord be to God.
Well, brother, we appreciate you your call. I do have a question before you go. I was on my way, we're on our way to pray for the young lady that lost her son. And the Lord put on your heart just to put a healing ministry together, a healing meeting together. Is that just what you just?
Like you said, I thank God for the heart that He give you, that you even take a 4-hour trip to Tallahassee to come to be concerned about one person, but God ended up blessing more than that. Like I said, I was just calling that hotel to because it was the city was kind of booked up because of Bobby Bowden, famous football coach from Florida State, passed, and so they had his service the same time that we had the healing service, and so it was a lot of the rooms were booked up. But I was calling just for the room, but then when I did that, God said, "When you asked me," so I think He was asking me about. You said something about healing when you get there, that you was excited or whatever. As you were saying that, God said to go ahead and try to make the best out of it. Let some people know that He's going to be in town, and I know God could move if they would show up. So I just before I even said something to you about it, I started making some phone calls and called the hotel and said, did they have some area where we could meet up. And they said the business room, but God made way so we could use the little kitchen area.
We used the breakfast room.
Yeah, breakfast
room. And God was moving in there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, man of God. Thank you for calling in and sharing the testimony.
Yes.
We're going to talk to you about coming back in October, and I'm going to speak to Pastor Donnie about it. Maybe we can bring the team down there and watch God move mightily.
Amen.
I hadn't said anything to him about it, but I have to talk to him about it, and we'll see what God does. But he's definitely going to move. Well, thank you, man of God, for calling. Y'all be safe, okay?
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless.
Yes, listeners, please pray for those that are in Florida from this tropical storm, and also those that are in Afghanistan.
Amen.
Please pray for them. My son's in the military. He's actually heading over there.
We lift them up in Jesus' name. Cover them.
Amen.
Cover them.
But I know we got a few minutes left, so I want to go through this soul tie real quick so we can break some curses. 7 common symptoms that you may have a soul tie. 7 common symptoms that you may have a soul tie. And I want you all to listen to this. Number 1, you feel emotionally tied to the other person even when you do not want to be with him or her. I'm going to say that again. You feel emotionally tied to the other person even when you do not want to be with him or her. Number 2,
You can't stop thinking about this person, past, even though the relationship is over with, but you can't stop thinking about this person, even though the relationship is over with. Number three, you become unpleasant when someone even mentions this person's name. Whenever that name is mentioned, you get upset, or it makes you just feel terrible. I mean, you just don't want to hear that name. Number four, you feel like you can't move on in your life. Your past keeps tugging at you. This person keeps tugging at you. Number five, the other person gets upset when you try to establish healthy boundaries. When you try to establish healthy boundaries with this person, that other person gets upset. In other words, when you draw the line in the sand, okay, we're not going to cross this line.
Mm-hmm.
But the other person gets upset. So there's an ungodly soul tie there. Number six, whenever you do anything, make a decision, have a conversation with someone, et cetera, you feel like this person is with you or watching you. You ever felt like you're being watched? And you feel like it's an ex watching you? Yep, that's an ungodly soul tie. Mm. And the last one is you have simultaneously experiences and or moods as the person your soul is tied to. You have simultaneously experience and or moods as the person your soul is tied to. This can even include sickness, accidents, addictions, and things like that. So if you've been with someone that is dealing with addiction, for some reason you feel like you need to do that. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's go ahead and break ungodly soul ties. Okay, thank you, Lord. First of all, I want you to forgive that person that hurt you. I want you to repeat after me. So, Lord Jesus, I choose to forgive.
I choose to forgive.
Everyone.
Who's ever hurt me.
Disappointed me.
Or rejected me.
I release them to you. Okay, Lord Jesus. I repent.
For any revenge.
Or retaliation.
That I've done.
Amen. All right, now we're going to go through the curse, the soul tie breaking. So I now break and sever. All ungodly soul ties.
With these persons.
And or things. Could just take a quick moment and list those names of these people that you need to forgive, or things you need to forgive, whether it be pornography or even forgive yourself. I take all their parts.
From me.
Washing the blood of Jesus.
And return back to them.
I take all of my parts from them.
Washing the blood of Jesus.
And return back to me.
And now break and sever.
All ungodly.
Physical.
Emotional.
Mental.
Psychic.
Sexual.
I break. All ungodly spiritual soul ties. With these persons or things.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
I'ma bless his name. Yeshua. I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua.